out and about in Western agriculture. Experts say the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta is not stable in every aspect, and that will be a problem in the future. There's been a lot of controversy over water in the Delta during this drought period in California, and Center for Watershed Sciences Director Jay Lund says the Delta is more complicated than the public understands.
Well, the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta was originally 750,000 acres of tidal freshwater wetland, and it's none of it is that now, almost none of it is that now. And when we started to develop that for cities and particularly for agriculture, we disturbed the peat soils that had evolved there over 6,000 years, and much of that is oxidizing and blowing away. So the land level there is sinking, the sea level, of course, is rising. In the long term, we're going to have a problem with that, at least in some parts of the Delta. Some parts are okay.
Lund says the Delta is not just unstable from a physical standpoint.
So we have this problem with the physical stability of the Delta. This is having some effect, and the water management is having some effect on the native fish there, which are now in a small minority of all the fish that are in the Delta are the native species that the law requires us to protect, both state and federal law. So we have some ecological instability there, and that is leading to some instability in terms of the water availability for water exports, which are very important for the Bay Area, Southern California, and then agriculture in the southern part of the Central Valley. So the Delta is really one of those very difficult problems that's very important for a lot of people in California, but is not really stable for either the people that live there behind those levees or the people that rely on the water supply in different parts of California or the people that like to see the native fish and birds be happy.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.